If by chance you hear a constant knocking noise, it's probably my knees. Count your blessings. How often do we take time to just stop and count our blessings? It's easy to look at the things that we don't have. That's what advertising is all about. But to just stop and count our blessings. And for scripture this morning, I'd like to turn to the book of Luke, chapter 17. It's a very familiar story, the story of 10 lepers. Luke 17, 11 to 19. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then he entered a certain village. There met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voice and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go, show yourself to the priest." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any who found who returned to give God glory to God except for this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." I remember this story as a child, and I was always taught and given as an example to always give God thanks. But I like to look at this. There's something I saw looking at this time that I never really picked out before. And we'll get to that. We have 10 lepers, 10 men who are quarantined from the rest of their people, not just for 21 days either. But they were quarantined. They had to live outside the city. There were certain things they had to do. They were not allowed to have their hair kempt. They had to cover their face. And if anyone came close to them, they had to yell, "Unclean, unclean." I mean, you imagine walking down the street and having to yell "unclean" as you walk down the street. It's humiliating, embarrassing. And if you've ever seen pictures of leprosy, it's not pretty. These 10 men were separated from their family, from their friends. They're unable to make a living for their family, no normal life, and very little hope. Very little hope of being cured and made well. All 10 of these men came to Jesus when they heard that he was coming. All 10 of them came. All 10 of them called him Master. If you look, it says, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Every one of them called him Master. They were all given the same instructions: go and show yourself to the priest. And as they went, all 10 of them were healed. All 10 of them received what they were asking for. But in verse 15, it says, "And one of them, when he saw he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan." Only one stopped. When he saw that he was healed, when he realized he received something from God, only one of them stopped and turned around and made a decision to go back. Only one took the time. And this is what I noticed that I hadn't noticed before reading this. Only one got close to Jesus. Only one. He's the only one of the 9 who actually got close to Jesus. If you remember when they called out, they had to call out from afar. But this one came and fell at the feet of Jesus. He's also the only one who had a personal experience with Jesus. The only one that Jesus talked to face. I'm sure all 9 or all 10 of them were happy to be healed. I can only imagine the joy that they felt that they could go back to their families and go back to a normal life. But only this one took the time to give God glory. And this was a little bit of a challenge to me. How often do I miss that opportunity to give thanks? Is my prayer life all, Lord, please do this, please do that, help me here, please give this and that? How much time do I spend in thanksgiving, in giving thanks for the things that I have? Do I miss opportunities to have interaction with Jesus? Do I miss opportunities to come close to Jesus? Last Sunday in the men's Sunday school class, somebody mentioned something about 9/11 and how after 9/11, churches were recording record attendance. A lot of people went to church after 9/11. And I wonder, what were they looking for? Were they looking for comfort? Were they looking for strength? Were they looking for a higher power to be in control? Were they scared? How many of the people who didn't go to church before 9/11 and went after 9/11 are still attending a church? How many of them are still calling out to God on a daily basis and having a personal relationship with Him? Or did they, once life got back to normal, again, just go on with life? How is it with us? Do we call on Jesus when there's an emergency? I know I do. But do I stop then and give thanks? How about on a daily basis, just with ordinary life? How many times do we whisper a prayer? And when that prayer gets answered, do we stop and give thanks? Most of you know I drive truck, and I drive up into Jersey City, northern New Jersey, and I drive into Hoboken. Any of you that are familiar with the show Cake Boss, I deliver about 2 blocks from that shop. But parking on Washington Street in Hoboken is a challenge at any time of the day, especially when you have an 18-wheeler. And in the mornings when I'm trying to make my deliveries, there's any number of trucks trying to find a place to park. And so many times as I'm coming in, I think, Lord, I got to park this rig somewhere to make my delivery. And double parking's not an option. There's zero tolerance there for double parking. And it's amazing to me how many times I get to park right in front of the store, or how many times I get to park on the next block or just across the street. So many times, there's so many people trying to park and trucks and stuff, but just that little prayer. And I believe God really does care about those kinds of things in our lives. And I try to, when I get parked, bow my head and say, thank you, Lord. But sometimes I forget. How about you? On a day-to-day basis. Or how about when we receive an unexpected blessing, something we weren't maybe not even praying for, but just an extra blessing? Do we stop and give thanks to God? You know, having a thankful heart is a choice, it's a decision. We can get up in the morning and some days you just feel like being grouchy. Anybody ever feel like being grouchy? Yeah, ever have a day where you just don't feel like being thankful? But you know what? On those days, you're most likely to find something to be grouchy about. Anybody, can you identify with that? The days that I feel like being just in a bad mood, those are the days that I find everything to be wrong. I can find something wrong in everything. But I can make a choice. There are days when I decide, okay, I'm going to be thankful for today. And even if I don't feel like it, I'm going to be thankful. I'm going to look for things to be thankful for. And you know what? It's surprising how many things you can find to be thankful for. Thank you, Lord, for helping me not hit that car that cut me off as he went by. But you know, as we do that, and you can't rely on feelings, it's a choice. As we do that, eventually there's going to be a change in here. And we will become more of a thankful person. And we will nourish that attitude of gratitude. We can choose whether we're going to be like the one who returned or the other nine who were so caught up in life that they forgot to come back and give thanks. This week, as we're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving, and it's ironic that the retailers have come up with a way of kind of diverting our attention from giving thanks. It's called Black Friday. Let's not get so caught up in the sales of Black Friday that we forget to give thanks for the many things that we have here in North America. We are so privileged here. And for anybody who's been in a third world country, you know, we are very blessed here. So it's a choice. It's a decision whether we're going to be thankful. We're going to be opening up the service for testimonies shortly. We have four mics this morning. Thank you, Jim, for getting that arranged. And we want to get in as many people as possible. And just stand wherever you're at then. But we're going to get the blood circulating here a little bit with what I call thankful exercises. And children, I want you to participate as well, so you're going to have to pay attention. And parents, you can help your children as well. I have five questions I want to ask, and if the answer pertains to you, if you can answer yes, that's me, I want you to stand in response to the question. And if getting up and standing is hard, at least wave your hand, okay? So everybody can have to put papers down and get ready to stand up. Five questions. First question, who of you know that when you leave here today, you're going to have something to eat later on? Very good. You may be seated. Give thanks. Between 2010 and 2012, 870 million people suffered from undernourishment. We have something to be thankful for. Question number two, how many here have a warm place to live? Very good, thank you. You may be seated. Give thanks. January 2013, an estimated 610,000 people were homeless in the U.S. alone. Now, question number three, how many of you here are married more than 9 years? Would you please stand? Thank you. Give thanks. And this is testimony to what Christ can do. In the U.S., there's a divorce rate between 40 and 50% of those who divorce. The average American marriage lasts 8.8 years. God can work in a marriage. Question number four. How many of you were in an accident, either vehicle or another injury, industrial work or sports? How many of you have been injured in an accident or this year? Anyone? Vehicle accident? Industrial. Give thanks because you are able to be here this morning. Last question. How many of you spent time as a patient in a hospital this year? Would you please stand? Okay, thank you. Again, give thanks for God allows you to be here this morning. We have a lot to be thankful for. You know, we should practice this song a lot more. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. If you start thinking about the things that we have here in America that many people don't have in the rest of the world, we have a lot to be thankful for. So now it's your turn. Now is your opportunity to give testimonies. Can we have the mics come on up? There's going to be a mic for each section. If you have a word of testimony, a thanks, praise, whatever, however great or small, just ask that you would stand and they'll get a mic to you. Who's going to start?
Since I'm right. Just want to mention a few things here the last number of years. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to Jesus for making a way for us to get to heaven. And for this congregation here, we enjoy being a part of this congregation. It's been good for our family. And in the last 5 years, there's been a number of personal and as a couple desires were met. 5 years ago, we only had two boys, and we wanted a larger family, and we asked our small group to pray for us, to help us decide what foster / adoption agency to use. Well, we had two more boys of our own. The other thing was we have desired for a long time to have our own place where we could have the business on the same property. That took place this year as well. Myself, personally, I've always had a desire for a number of years to salvage a business that was failing, and that took place in the last 2.5 years as well. This week alone, I went for a permit for a building where we are now. And this spring we bought the property. We had asked for a permit to build then as well. And we left things alone till this fall. And now the law's changed since. And we were approved this spring, so we were approved for that addition this spring on the old laws, which is way less expensive. So just a lot of things the last number of years that we're see God's hand involved in our lives.
I'm thankful for a lot of things, but just lately I'm so thankful for church family. And it was so neat how our Sunday school class was almost a testimony. Carolyn spoke to exactly what I was planning to share today. And the people that are praying for us, any of us, and I know that a lot of people here pray, and we're going through a little bit of a difficult time with a health issue with my mom right now, and I know there's a lot of that around, and but I know that people are praying, and it that is enough for me, because I know that strength that we've gotten to keep going has come from that.
I didn't know what I was going to say, but when I was 15 or 16 years old, I was involved in a farm accident. I was gored by a 1,500-pound bull. It took 2 ambulances to get me to the hospital. I remember laying in the emergency room. My parents were there, and the doctors and nurses were there. And I asked if I was going to die and go to heaven. Here I am, 49 years old, and I'm still living.
Who else? You all stood for something. I saw everybody stood at one time or another. We have lots to be thankful for, Jim.
Well, I had to think this morning when you were sharing that scripture there in Luke. There's one phrase in that verse, I'm not sure, or in that passage, I'm not sure which verse it is. I had looked at it, but the number slips my mind like some other things do at this age. But it says that going, they were healed. And many times, the way healing begins is if we're willing to take that first step. And just take God at his word. These guys, they took Jesus at their word. You know, they started to go off to the priest. one guy, I don't know how long it took the other nine to realize that, but it didn't take the one guy very long. And all, it's a, oh man, I'm clean. And he turned around and gave thanks. And I've often been challenged by that, that when I step out in obedience to what Christ asks me, whatever it is, I find the healing that I need to, that I need for that particular issue. One of the things that I'm thankful for is that God has reached down and rescued me from a life of sin. John and I were just talking about this back in the kitchen a little bit this morning. I shared with him some things that we ran into in the seminar that we were into down in Myrtle Beach in October. And we're both back there just giving thanks that we never had to deal with some of the garbage that some other people deal with, even people in Christian circles of, you know, physical, emotional, mental, sexual abuse, that kind of thing. We just never had to deal with that. And I'm just so thankful for that this morning. But the thing that I'm really thankful for this morning, you want to hold that? We'll hold that. Is that when I came to the cross, God reached down and he took that old life out of me and he broke a piece off of the Spirit of Jesus Christ and he put it within me. And because of that, I'm a brother to the Son this morning. And that just lights my fire because, you know, it's my identity is now out there with him. I'm hidden with Christ and God, like it says in, I think it's Ephesians chapter 1. The reality is I'm still walking around on this earth, but my identity is in him. And so I'm not affected nearly as much as what I used to be by what's happening here when I realize that my identity's out there. And I'd just like to share a couple of these verses out of Ephesians 1 here this morning, if I can get this thing to cooperate. And it just jumped the track on me. Technology. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Ephesians chapter 1. Who has blessed us, now listen to this, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. When I got a hold of that concept, it just kind of blew me away, that back at before the foundation of the world, God knew me. He knew each one of us. If that don't light your fire, your wood's wet. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has made us accepted in the beloved, in Jesus Christ. In him we also have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. He didn't just kind of sprinkle us with it. It says here, he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight. And I'm just so thankful for that this morning, because when you get a hold of that concept that our identity is in Christ, all of a sudden, the stuff that we muddle around here on earth doesn't become near as appealing as what it was. And I can testify to that this morning, that within the last year, I have seen so much, I have been able to understand so much more of this as a result of some of the things that I've studied and some of the things that we've been through. And I just want to praise God this morning for that. I also want to thank God this morning for a godly heritage, a Christian heritage. It was 5 years ago, Friday, that Mom passed away. And you know, grief's a funny thing. Sometimes you can go through a week or a month or a year and you don't think a whole lot about it. But when that date comes around and you realize that's the date that a loved one went on to glory, you wouldn't wish them back, because that life that they're experiencing now is much better than any life here could ever be. But I'm thankful for the promise that Jesus said that we'll, where he is, we're going to be with him. And so I'm going to see Mom again. And I can just picture her this morning just leaning into Jesus' breast and loving on him. And I'm thankful for that picture. And it's like, Mom, I'm going to see you again. I can't wait till I get there. I just want to thank Jesus for making that way possible. that we can have the hope of heaven within us.
I just want to thank the Lord this morning that Jesus is always with us and that he has a plan for our life. I want to thank him that he spared my life after the doctor told me I had a heart attack. I couldn't believe it. But anyway, I knew that he had something for me to do yet. And here I am. Thank you. I thank the Lord Jesus for being with me. And I thank him that he's real near. All we have to do is whisper the word, and he'll hear. And I just want to thank him for my family and for the prayers that he has answered in many different ways, and the way he has kept me from some of the evil that has plagued my life, that I could have been. I heard somebody speaking this week. Somebody was talking about being thankful for the things that God has kept us from. Not just physical accidents and so forth, but some of the temptations that come, and that he has given us wisdom in handling those. And I just want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for saving my soul and for being with me.
Okay, I'm thankful for the word. The word of God, and in the word it says, I have no greater joy than to know that my children walk in truth. And I think of that so much. My grandchildren and my children are walking in truth, and that is so special.
Amen.
Thankful this morning to be a child of God under his care. When I was growing up and a teenager, there was some things I was insecure about. And, get ready. After you're 62, you start doubting yourself again. 2 weeks ago, I was replaced in my job and was told I wasn't good enough. So I was sort of in limbo for 2 weeks. I wasn't fired. I was just given another job, kind of filling in for 2 weeks. And on Friday, I found out that I'm still needed, I'm still appreciated, and I was given a new job. Maybe I'll get a little more exercise. Maybe I'll get a little more grease and dirt in my hands. But I am still a highly motivated, well-paid, zero-turn lawnmower sales rep. And I'm just really grateful to God and all the people that were involved. I'm just so grateful this morning and ever since Friday. Thank God.
I'm thankful this morning that I'm going to be able to work an extra day this week. 2 weeks ago I was at work and I was working 2 days, and one of those days wasn't a normal day. And so I just figured, you know, I knew this was Black Friday, so I knew I'd have to be working this week. And, you know, I just figured, all right, what day am I going to be missing out this week? And I went into work that Saturday. I had a work meeting before work. And go into work, look at my schedule, and I'm working a regular 2 days and 4 hours on Friday. So working an extra day this week, which I'm thankful for. But just continue to remember me in your prayers, as I mentioned last week, as I try to find a secondary job.
I didn't just stand up.
I just want to thank God for a very ordinary life. I mean, I can't think of anything over the past year that's been exceptional, but there's not been anything catastrophic either. I mean, I wake up in the morning and things are good. I go to bed at night and things are good. And I think sometimes when nothing fantastic happens, we forget to be thankful that things just ordinary are worthwhile being thankful for.
Well, I'm thankful for family and friends, and all that, and for 8 years of being healthy. That was a road in my life that I went through, and I'm thankful for that, and good friends talked with, and good health.
It's good to see you healthy too, Dustin.
I just want to say I'm thankful for God's enabling power. It's just on my mind because I've been helping to teach the men's Sunday school class, and it's kind of a daunting task if you think about it as a young man sometimes. And when you do sit down and start studying, sometimes you just don't see something coming to you. And I'm thinking maybe some of the worship leaders and other people can have the same thing. But when you stick to it and ask God for his help, it's just amazing how it doesn't come from you, but it comes from him. And I'm just thankful for that.
Yeah, I concur with you, Joel, and put a plug in for Sunday school teachers. That is a step of faith every time that you get out to teach. God provides, and it's neat to see. And that's something that has, before I was in called to the ministry, teaching Sunday school is how I stay plugged into God's word. And I encourage that for everyone. But I did have to stand to say that I'm thankful for work. I heard quite a few people testimony about work, and it brought to mind that in 2010, I was released from my job in construction. I was a manager, customer service, and we didn't know what we were going to do. And you all have walked that journey with us here, and God has provided, and I have been self-employed since then, and God continues to provide. And I have not had to advertise in any way. And I am so thankful, and it is completely his doing. And I am grateful that I can go to work and that I can use my hands and that he's given me the skills that I need to provide for my family. And I'm very humbled and thankful today.
Yeah, that song, Count Your Blessings, Named Them One by One, that would, I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's possible to count them all. I've heard already that if you want to become rich, take a trip to a third world country. And several years ago, I went to Haiti, and that certainly was true. Just the basic things that we consider necessary here. A lot of times down places like that, they don't have. But then another impression that I got there was that even though they didn't have much, they were not ungrateful people. They seemed to be thankful for what they had too. So that made an impression on me. One thing that I'm thankful for in the past year was that my mom, she had Alzheimer's for about 10 years, and in the last 5 years she was pretty much bedfast, and summer or early spring, she went to be with Jesus, and I'm thankful for that. So she could be released from her struggles here on earth.
I'm thankful for just my family, for the normal things, my job, like a house that we can live in, and I guess my prayer is that God would help me not to just be thankful, but that he would teach me to use the things that he has given me to be able to bless others. Okay.
Who else?
I'm thankful for my family and that God allowed Kaylin to recover from to normal health from when she fell.
Well, there's so many things I'm thankful for. I could say amen to a lot of things that were already said as far as family, that all my brothers, sisters-in-laws, all the children, they've all accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and their Savior and are obviously doing the work to stay connected. I'm also thankful for this church. I don't know how many of you are aware of. We just had our 25th anniversary here in September, so this is our 25th Thanksgiving together as a group. I'm thankful for the leaders we have here, especially Dave and Luke have been here for long, been through ups and downs. As we all know, we've had our ups and downs over the years. Just that they've been faithful to the Word of God, to their call. Our covenant is very dear to us also. There was a lot of effort put into that from back in the day, a lot of prayer, a lot of study, what should go in there, what shouldn't be in there. And today we're still signing that covenant as a group. I trust that each one that signs it believes it. That's what it says. I believe. And that makes the job so much easier for our leaders, whether it's any of the ministry, the board of elders, your small group leader, if we put an effort into. So I am thankful for this church and that we're still holding on to the Word of God and the covenant we chose. Thank you.
Buenos días y que Dios le bendiga a cada uno de una manera muy especial. Mi esposa va a traducir para mí. Quiero agradecer a Dios primeramente porque Él ha sido bueno con mi familia. A Dios gracias por su misericordia y quiero agradecerle también a cada uno de ustedes por darnos la bienvenida y ver la sonrisa que nos brindan a mi familia y a mí. Sí, por su sonrisa que nos brinda, nos hace sentir muy bienvenido y nos hace sentir como en casa, como en nuestra casa también, como nuestra iglesia. Y agradecerle de una manera muy especial también por la ayuda que nos dan allá en la República de mantener el vehículo, la camioneta, que nos sirve para transportar los hermanos de la iglesia. Y cuando un familiar de un hermano muere, transportar también los familiares al cementerio. Y esta gran bendición, en verdad, y muchísimas gracias y apreciamos mucho sus oraciones también por nosotros allá en la República. Que Dios le bendiga. Mi esposa va a traducir.
If I miss anything important, I guess Pedro Santiago is out there and understood everything too. He wanted to thank you all for welcoming us when we come up to visit, all the smiling faces, and he says it feels like coming home, that we really feel a part up here and we feel welcomed. And also thanking you for your support and your prayers, and also the blessing of the truck and the support for the truck. That truck is invaluable down there. There's quite a few elderly people that we pick up for church that otherwise wouldn't get there, that are unable to walk. And it's a blessing to have them still be a part. It's hard down there, just like it is here, to be spiritually faithful if you can't be plugged into a family. And also it's used whenever there's a funeral that's related to any family in our church. Just recently, one of the ladies from our church had her father pass away, and being able to pick up the chairs for their funerals, they have them right at their houses, so everything needs to be brought in, and picking up their food, and also being able to take everyone to the graveside then. It's really a blessing to be able to pull together as a body of believers, that their families, extended relatives, can see that their church family loves them and is providing and caring for them also. I also want to take the time now to thank you as a fellowship. Just thank God for the church here, that even though it feels like we're kind of distant down there, through Facebook we feel a lot closer, but also just the prayer support, especially when Casey passed away. It was invaluable to know that you guys cared and were praying, and the cards and gifts and books that helped me to get through that. I love you guys, and thank God for you.
I'm thankful that God's love covers language barriers, culture barriers, and distance. We serve a great God.
Well, I'm thankful for our land that we can raise our family and meet together as we see best, and we are given a lot of freedoms, even though the country is going the way it is. And each year at Thanksgiving, I have to think about, we received a CD a number of years ago. I believe the story was on the radio. It was kind of the story of the pilgrims and what they went through to reach the land, especially in Massachusetts. And what I told our boys many times, and the thing we have to think about is each family had a quarter in the boat, about the size of a small bathroom, like just a half bath. And the children would have spent the entire voyage in that bathroom, and it would have been dark without the lights on. And the voyage would have consisted of the time period from Memorial Day to Labor Day. So basically the whole summer vacation, you would have spent with in your family in a small room about the size of a bathroom, and the children wouldn't have been allowed to be out. And they did all that to pursue religious freedoms. And when we think of what they went through and the food hardships and the number of the people dying, they went through a lot because of following the desire of religious freedom. And we so often take that for granted, and we feel persecuted and being politically opinionated. You know, the things that do happen in this country, it just feels like things being ripped away. But we did not suffer in a small room with lack of food, no air, and lack of water like they did. And each year at Thanksgiving, I have to think about what they went through.
Yeah, I just want to read a few verses from James. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. And I guess for myself, it's the last few years have been more of a, you know, when you have your perfect picture of what you would want out of life, and I guess, you know, I've had a few disappointments along the way, and just knowing and trusting God through those and seeing how he does answer your prayers. And I don't know, the other week I cut my thumb again, and I'm like, Lord, when's it going to stop? So I would appreciate your prayers, and I do want to be thankful for where I'm at, no matter what it is. And even though I got to go into surgery tomorrow, and I'm going to have my hand in a splint for 6 weeks, I want to thank the Lord for that. It is hard, but that's what is required. That's what God wants. And I just appreciated what Jim said, that we can remember through it all that our name is written in the book of life. We had talked about that in our small group last week. Our name is written in the book of life, and we have a place in heaven. Just so thankful for that.
I am thankful to this morning to be a part of this church body for a number of reasons. One of them was Mom and I delivered those shoe boxes earlier this week, and just blessed to be a part of y'all's generosity in your heart for missions and in reaching the children around the world for Jesus. Another thing is just thankful for the effort that you guys put into the Three Colors of Love book this last summer, and those of you that put your heart into it. And we just pray for a blessing on those efforts and your willingness to to read something that may not have been your interest. And then also, too, that you value your singles, and that that you allow us to serve and be a part. There's some of my single friends that don't have that, so thank you. And thankful, too, for laughter. There's a lot of people that don't have reason to rejoice or have anything to laugh about, so take time to laugh with your family and friends.
Okay, well, we all have lots to be thankful for. I'm sure we could go on and on if we were to start counting our blessings and naming them one by one. But I have one more question that I want to ask, and thank you, ushers. I think we're going to move into our time of worship, but I have one more question that I want to ask that I want you to respond to by standing. And this is the question, and after this question, you can remain standing. How many of you know that Jesus loves you? Without a shadow of doubt, do you know that Jesus loves you? Let's sing that song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, as the worship team comes. Jesus loves me, this I know, for
the Bible tells me so.
Yes, we've heard a lot this morning of the faithfulness of God and His goodness to us. And let's just enter this time of praise and adoration and just continue to meditate and think about the things that God has done for us, that we can return praise. I'm thankful this morning for this body of believers and our leaders here, and how they many times unseen to us stand in the gap for us. And I'm just thankful for that this morning. I'm thankful for a God who has given us life and given us Himself, that we can be redeemed and we have something to sing about and something to be thankful for.
I will praise You, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell the Lord Your wonders. I will dance, I will sing and rejoice in You, and give praise to Your glorious name.
Sing that part again.
I will praise You, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all Your wonders. I will dance, I will sing and rejoice in You, and give praise to Your glorious name. Thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises. sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy. Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, his love endures.
praise you this morning. We know your love endures forever. That's why we sing, God. It's why we can gather together. It's why we can call you Father. We just worship you this morning.
Here is love, vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. When the Prince of Life, our ransom, shed for us his precious blood, whom his love will not remember, who can see I lift up my hands.
sing our song of praise to you this morning, our song of love, for all that you've done and for all that you are. And God, your greatest work was done on the cross through your Son, Jesus. It's by his blood that we are free. It's by his death and resurrection that we have hope. And we just give you thanks this morning. Here's the song we sang in prelude. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for your love has saved us, Jesus. Thank you for the cross. With our hearts on fire and our hands raised high, we're singing thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Yes, God, we thank you this morning for the cross. We thank you, Jesus, again for the sacrifice that you made on our behalf. And God, as we've stopped this morning, we've paused to think again and remember all that you've done for us. Father, in the spiritual realm and in our material, physical realm, God, we just declare that you are good. And we give you praise this morning. It's with thankful hearts. Father, dismiss us now with your peace. Go with this, fill us with your spirit, that we can go forth from this place full of joy, full of your peace. Father, full of your love that we can share with others, that your kingdom could be built and your name exalted. It's all for you, Lord Jesus. It's through your name we pray. Amen. You are dismissed.